super nice. And the one nurse kept saying, you don't understand. This is really important that you do this or your arm's not going to heal right. And she went on and on and on, very firm and insisting that, you know, this is something that I did have to do. When she left the room, and they had already hooked me up to an IV, but I was still saying no, I asked the girl that was putting the IV into me, for some strange reason, I said, what's your name? And she told me, and she said, that other lady, that's Carolyn. And I said, okay, give me the drugs. And they put me to sleep. I knew it was Carolyn.
Yeah.
And would that have been your advice, Carolyn?
Yes.
That would
yes.
Have been, yeah.
Yeah.
And I never realized you had to have you had to be put to sleep to set a break. I never knew that.
Well, in her case, it was probably necessary. I think Wendy had let it go a day or so before she got to a decent enough hospital where she would let them even touch her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a nice story.
And here it is 4 weeks later, and it was such a severe break. My hand is still, you can't see the knuckles. It's still swollen, and even my thumbnail is turning black for lack of circulation.
Well, you know, that cast may be a bit too tight, Wendy. It doesn't sound so great. But what Wendy had said, you know, a day or so before on payday was, you'd have to break my limbs before I'd go to a doctor. So she asked.
Oh, wow.
I asked for it.
Oh.
But Carolyn saved me.
And I used to do that. I worked a three-day week. I started with a four-day week, and then I worked a three-day week. And on my so-called days off, when I occasionally had to refer someone for surgery or some, you know, procedure, I would go in to the operating room with them. So I would follow them and try to save their organs.
Wow.
To a surgeon,
huge.
You know, if they're going to do, fibroidectomy or, take one ovary out, they'll just go ahead and take the other ovary. Oh, well, they don't need it. Or, you know, they're so cavalier. And so I would be, you know, cajoling them into saving these organs of people. And I did it during my internship as well. But, you know, it's really crazy in hospitals. Doctors, for the most part, I suppose it's the same. They really do think they're gods. They really do think they know everything. And if they don't know something, you know, and they don't know 90% of what's going on with people's health now, but they know 10%, and they act to their patients as if they know 100%. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at the conferences that doctors go to, the reports of these conferences that I follow on the various forums. I mean, they're into such another world in their thinking about how right they are about all their drugs.
Well, you have to have that confidence to be involved in. If you're going to start cutting people open, you have to have that. You know, even if it's just complete ignorance. But
now for the lighter side of comments. Anybody want a lighter side?
Sure.
Well, all your intellectual questions ran on off. He came in for the tabloid excitement, and you guys were giving him all the intellectual questions, and so he ran him off. So now you have to go back to the... Yeah, you ran him off. He was only here for a short while, and you gave him all the intellectual questions, and he was in there for the excitement of the tabloid questions.
He wanted the gossip. No, I don't think so.
No, that's just the lighter side humor. You got to have that once in a while.
Gene says, Carolyn, should I share my example? Many reasons why we have to go to doctors now, i.e. auto accidents, insurance, lawyers, medical evaluation for many reasons. That's why you have a doctor, or you need these signatures.
Right, that's true. And you just hold on to your power when you go to a doctor. And when they make ridiculous comments that you immediately, it bristles you, you just say, no, I don't really believe that. You know, you don't fight with your doctor, try to show who's right or wrong. You just want to be happy. And to be happy, you just say, well, you know, I'll consider this. Or, you know, you take their prescription and you don't fill it if you don't think you need to. But if doctors just kept themselves in the position of doing emergency procedures and doing the surgeries that needed to be done, then and left the preventive medicine to lifestyle, nutrition, and the complement formulas, we'd all be better off. But doctors think that they have a monopoly on the whole body. But yeah, when you go to a doctor, you just kind of, you know, you're respectful, but you let them know that you're in charge of your body.
And it makes you wonder how Obamacare is going to affect that.
Oh, it's going to be horrible because it's so structured. I think yesterday morning we were talking about, someone said there are 64,000 codes. It might have been Gene to describe what people have or don't have. And if your yeast overgrowth, intestinal yeast overgrowth, is not on code, then you don't have it and you can't be treated for it. And if your doctor treats you for something that's off code, they won't get paid and they could be investigated. So everything's going to be really put in a fascist system. And, you know, they'll try to treat you by the book. You know, you for this, you have to do that. And nutrients have no place in it. You look at this this guy, Paul Offit, O-F-F-I-T-T. He's supposed to be a doctor, but I'm not even going to call him that. He's written a book on something about the, it's about natural supplements, and he's getting a lot of media on it, and he's with, I've read about it recently, he's with some children's hospital, and he actually talked them into not having any vitamins and minerals in the hospital formulary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's the type of person that is, you know, sort of the around the Obamacare system where, see, it's got to be a monopoly. The drug companies are making way too much money to lose it to some simple supplements. Paul often
says, like, medicine will be forced down your throat. And it's, you know,
well,
it'll be
muted. It is already.
Carolyn, is the following story true, that in Germany, of course, they've been harvesting, you know, wild mushrooms since Moby Dick was a minnow, that the pharmaceutical companies...
Moby Dick was a minnow.
The pharmaceutical company slipped in a bill that didn't get noticed that made milk thistle only available by prescription. And Carolyn, look at your board.
I don't look at the board.
Okay, well.
Who's on the board?
It looks like Ion might be back, Carolyn. I just took a look at it.
Yeah, I'll go over there, Carolyn.
Yeah, Bob will come and release him or her.
I have to check his ID, his blood.
Well, the thing about Germany, quickly, is that they're the spearhead of the Codex Alimentarius, which is making sure that supplements are regulated like drugs and become prescription. Absolutely, it's Codex.
So the story is probably true, that you can't get milk thistle now except by prescription. Got it.
Right, because it treats liver disease, and you can't have that. You have to have your interferon. Okay. Mm.
Mr. Ion, please come to your table.
Hi, Ion.
Hey.
Well, yeah, hey, Ion. I'm glad
Hi,
you came
Ion.
Back. Denny tried to give us a joke that you ran away.
Well, it was the tabloid. It was all for the tabloid gossip, we know.
Yeah.
Great.
And we had to put up with Dr. Dean's horrible pontificating, telling everybody what they should do with their bodies.
We understand, and the codex and the whole nine yards, all that kind of stuff. It's great fun, but it keeps them interested, because here, y'all get off these doctors a little bit, leave them alone. They're doing the very best they can with what you've created. You create a need for them. You have nothing to sue if you get rid of the doctors.
That's a rather original take on the matter. I am very original. So come on, give them a break.
Y'all all hooked up on them damn doctors. Don't go. That's all.
Right up.
Bunch of bullshit running around here. Don't go. You don't know, then they can't hurt you anymore or less. No good.
Way to go, Ion. Way to go. Fucking put these doctors, put these patients in their place.
Yeah.
There you go.
At the end of the day, all is very well. So carry on.
Yeah, go ahead. Any questions?
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Ion?
Hey.
Is there a process I can... a simple process I can begin to apply to begin to levitate?
Sure. It's you don't even need to do that. There's not a process. That's why you're having trouble. You're trying to process it. Don't process it. Just do it. You got to realize there's nothing holding you here. It's actually more difficult to stay grounded to the earth than it is to levitate. You got to go back to some of the old Vestal Goodman. Jubilee YouTube, you can find it. Jubilee with that great big old bee bonnet hairdo that's 9 feet tall, and she wears big long dresses all over the floor. And the reason she wore them is because she couldn't stay on the ground. She's always taller than Harold, and Harold's a great big man, but she's always taller than he is, especially when they're singing, because she's 3.5-4 inches off the ground, and they didn't have those feet go sling back to me like a dog pumps back then. So, yeah, it's much easier to not be judged by gravitational pull. Relax. See yourself as lighter than air, all right? Air is changing. See yourself as lighter than air. The next thing you know, you'll find yourself lighter than air. Get up on a very, very tall building and jump. You don't have to jump off. You can just jump on that edge. But once you know what you're doing, jumping off a building wouldn't have any fear or issue at all, would it?
Nope.
Okay, so instead of taking it off the Empire State Building, couldn't you do that on your lanai?
I believe so. What is that?
Your porch, patio, garden area, somewhere close to the ground. And so
see how
that feels. And if it feels good, then you can do a little more and a little more and a little more. Try parasailing. Try a little of that. Do a little of this and that things to get yourself into that air. Because we promise you, it's a white knuckle flight that you're trying to get used to. Once you get used to it, you don't hear pilots talking about what it would be like to be off the earth. Because they do it all the time. It's not odd to them. It's very normal to them. Matter of fact, when they're not in the air, they're not as comfortable. Okay? So you get used to that, and then all of a sudden you gliding is a non sequitur. But don't make it a process. Make it be about, well, I'm on the ground. Okay, I'm not on the ground. But be easy with it. Next thing you know, you'll find yourself flying all the time. Portaling is very similar to that. You're doing it, but you don't even know it. And you're scared about not knowing how to do it. And when you're scared about not knowing how to do it, then you're reticent. Then you start questioning. Then you have to make sure. Then you got to ask Bob. And that will end in tears every single time without fail or exception. And then you try to figure it out. Then you got to go with it. Then you got to see. And then it happens a little bit. Then you get shot. You don't know how you did it. Then you don't want to do it again because you don't want to mess it up because you did good last time, but you're not sure it's going to work this time. You don't know how to do it. Where is Ion? Take me away. Easy. Find all of it and start having some fun. You'll find yourself levitating. Then you'll be saying, "Hi, Ion, how do I get back down?" So
all right,
go with it. Slow.
I had a question.
No.
Is that okay, Leon? Ion, are you?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say first, I'm looking forward to this this technology you're putting out where people can engage it by just pressing a button and then having an experience.
Mm-hmm. Of course. It's actually been that way all along. You all just wouldn't have it.
What's that technology, Bart?
Well, I think Bob had equated it to a CD that you would play that was quite silent.
Instatech.
Does it have vibration?
No, it does not. It's lacking a vibration.
Oh.
It is vibrationless.
It's more meaningful in its absence.
Well,
speak
no,
up, Sarah.
You notice it more because of, you know more. You notice it because of its absence. Because, see, you're a big vibe girl. You know that the
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, and I'm always thinking about the covering something invisible to be able
right.
to see it.
That's
yeah.
right. Cloak. You don't mean that. You mean cloaking or decloaking.
Cloaking, absolutely.
Yes, that's right, because it's there. And so this becomes a way to engage in an experience in which several, let's see, Margarita did that, didn't she, Bob? Oh, swallow it, Bob. It's okay.
it was her silent session.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And it's almost engaging ion.
Did,
but
hey, guys, she did half a session silent.
Your microphone is up at your head.
They did half a session. Marguerite did half a session silent, half an hour. Mm-hmm. And they just sat, laid there and both got horny.
It's a horny device.
Yep. From my chart, Ion, if you don't know.
Yes, we know. Bless God bless your chart.
Okay, go
on. Poker dumb for everyone. Instatech, what do you want to know?
Would a new technology accompany this this technology, like a record player plays a record?
It's an old technology. Remember the old cylinder players?
That might be
Hello. Do you remember the old Edison cylinder players?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's those. That takes you into an experience right there. It has one wheel, one grinder, one on and off. That's it. Not all this 99,278 little jigglets to fall off.
So you play it without electricity?
Can you talk about
it? Nothing in our world requires electricity.
Right.
So you have more than enough. Oh, I don't know. You could make you some old-timey Baghdad batteries if that'll make you happy, but you'll find very quickly electricity won't be an issue.
I like very quickly.
Who is that?
Is that Chris?
Oh, sorry. No, Andrew. Sorry about that.
Oh.
I thought I was muted. Sorry.
Okay, somebody else?
Ian, what do you think about posture alignment with the RNA drops?
Well,
example, the Gostu method.
We don't require an alignment. So you don't have to align. It aligns to you. You don't have to align to it. So the premise is off a bit. Anything that gets you greased up and groovy, happy, tear it up. But when you start having to figure out if you are or not, it's probably gone far astray.
Okay.
And so if you think it's a fast path to your joy to do it, then you do it. That's all you're saying.
And you don't have to wonder if you're aligned with it or not. Or if your body can accept that position of an alignment from this position of that position. Now, we're all about biases. We get that. We're not pushing against a bias. That's how you know hot from cold. We're okay with that. But don't make the hot or the cold be the reason that the weather is. Well, it's warmer than it was yesterday, so this is a cold front. Well, there it may be, but that's not why.
Yeah.
Hey, Ion, just a minute. Ion, talking to Jermaine's sister last night, Nadia,
yes.
She said she had a dream about a year ago, 8 months ago, where she talked to you. Can you tune into that and tell her what was happening? Was it you or she saw you?
It was. It's the same time the grandmother was having the big deal about this property in Costa Rica.
Okay.
They're all involved, and they haven't done it, and they're supposed to. They will. It's fine. Bodega's for everyone.
Right.
So, yes, Ryan,
that's
we
all
can
private. That's all nice and privately stored away now forever, ever, isn't it?
Where? Did you name a place? Alpha Bubba Debra Bear?
at Alajuela, on the other side, on the Barva side of Arenal. There's also one in Cartago, but please yourself.
Very good.
Okay, Lynn.
I was going to ask, so we can regenerate limbs without even, just like a salad?
You already do. That's right. You already do. You don't need people talk about they have tendon damage and they have reparations regarding tendons. That's a million times more difficult than growing a bone.
Uh-huh.
And you do that just naturally because nobody said you can't. You know about tendons, don't you, honey?
Yeah, I do. I know a lot about them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's the fragile part.
Okay. So it's
nobody said you can't. That's the key, the byword.
So all this stem cell research is a bunch of whatever, huh?
Well, it put a bunch of money, set aside a bunch of money checks so that when things happen, it'll be that great wonders were wrought on behalf of it. You know, it's a good thing that they have muscular dystrophy because look at all the money that they've raised. It's wonderful.
Same with cancer.
Of course. So, and then when you do come, say, well, they've spent enough money to take care of it. Well, then they did. Okay, wonderful. If you're looking for a reason, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of Vestal Goodman and looking for a city. Yes, we recall. Don't get us started, Bob. We'll YouTube you right out of here.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Next.
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
It's Deb here. Can you point me to a software for what I'm envisioning that's next in my arsenal of funds?
Well, no, yeah. There are some. There is some. But you're going to have to develop it, and we say you don't really necessarily need it. There's simple programs that can toggle the information that'll get you the balance to pinpoint geographically what you're trying to seek. But that's simpler. But that, you're going to have them write it to get you exactly what you want. But all of them can do different parts of it. So you may have one to do the accounting side and one to do the geographic side. And so the information can be stored in a couple of ways. Then when you marry them together, that'll give you the pinpoint of the program you're looking for. But there's not one that does it all right today.
Okay.
But we say if there was one, you could sell lots of them.
Yeah, so you could create a Deb, get someone on it, you know, some young whippersnapper, put it all together, what you're envisioning, and then, you know, it's yours, patent it and sell it.
Trademark.
Mm, cool. Okay, there was a male voice when
That was me, Carolyn.
Oh.
So the Ion applied recently, and you may not be able to, I think we're supposed to keep it on wraps, but we'll try this.
What better way to do it than lay it out wide open, of course.
Yeah, insulin nose is coming from the ascended substance level, from another area, another world, another vibration or frequency, and it's injected into our bodies. And it's so powerful that it can, you know, topple the global warming envelope. Do you have a question, Ion?
Sorry, we don't have a question. No.
Yeah, you know it all. You're fucking idiots. So try to, you know, you're not going to learn anything unless you ask a question.
Yeah. Computer says. Yeah.
Let's have a standoff with Ion. Nobody ask a question. See who blinks first.
Computer says no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You got this. You got this. Insinos. It's powerful substance from some level. Of ascendedness substance, that's what's coming through membranes into the our products and going into the bodies. Is that accurate?
What if you were the sum product of that other world experience? Couldn't you just as easily hide it within yourself?
What are we selling the RNA drops for then?
You're not selling them. You're sharing them.
Hey, yeah.
We charge for them, Ion.
You don't charge. You don't charge or discharge.
What are we doing then?
Well, you don't even know. How could you possibly?
Hey, don't bring me into it. Don't take it personally.
Yeah,
we're charging.
It's not about.
We're charging.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No,
well,
you're
that's
not.
Silly. You're not even operating with a full deck here.
Well, of course. It has nothing to do
any
with
any logical
it. If
situation.
It's about, if it's
any logical
exchange,
knows that we're charging. We're charging.
You are not charging. You may be deferring ownership so that an individual could enjoy it as their very own. That's wonderful and well. But beyond that, that's the only purpose. That is its only purpose. If you make it be about the money, it may not be enough.
Well, you're making it about money. You just said deferring ownership.
Okay, let's go back to, though, this insulin.
No, people, that Ion is avoiding the fucking grammar here.
No,
is
Bob, we're investing in them. We're investing the money that we have. You're not selling them to us. You're sharing them with us. You're distributing and consuming. I'd like to distribute them. Or I guess I am breathing, but we're consuming it. We're contributing our money. That's all. And that makes us feel like we're active.
Well, what about the ones who don't want to share that way, that want to share by other means?
Well, then they lose. They don't get none.
Well,
you know, I mean, what do you mean?
Yep. So we're charging.
Okay,
your argument collapses immediately.
Okay, Bob, you can continue that discussion when we're on our own with the Ion right here.
In God we trust, all others should pay cash.
Okay, Sarah, do you have a question?
The cork that I took out of my foot in the parallel, was that parallel to the experience of cutting my toe?
The outcome was.
That's enough of an answer.
The outcome was, yes.
Okay, got it.
But the tangible transient positions were very different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Ion, the notion of something without a frequency somehow affecting the person embracing it is intriguing. Does everything have a frequency? Everything that is?
Everything except for this instrument.
Okay. Is this the first time in our experience that something like this, that particular technology has come forth?
In any world, yes.
What's the technology?
You're on mute, Bob.
Don't worry, we'll charge you for it, Bob.
What's the technology, Bob said?
What's the technology referring to,
Bart?
Sorry, we can't charge. We can't charge you.
What's the technology referring to, Bart?
It's the, you were referring to it as an audio CD that you play that has no, you can't hear, but it affects the listener, or the
yes.
person engaging it.
Yes.
And Ion says that...
it's different.
Yeah. There's no frequency.
Set up, Ion. What are you saying, Bert? What are you saying?
Ion said it does not have a frequency. Ion said that all things have a frequency, but this is the first thing that has been introduced of this kind. It does not have a frequency.
And have we introduced it?
Ion?
Not yet.
So it wasn't Margarita's experience.
Well, that's an example of it, but there's an actual machine.
Okay.
Cool.
Does Ion have frequency?
Yes. We are frequency only.
You are frequency.
That's how we resonate. It's a node, as it were. Resonant node. Don't you get it?
Resonant node. Oops. And Ion...
You're our lexicographer. You should know this.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And so non-physical, which is a frequency, is creating something that, or is involved in or inspiring the creation of something that does not have a frequency.
Yes, it's a tricky thing, and the only reason we are is because you all won't. The only reason we are. The only reason we came forth is because you all wouldn't. So rather than you seek us, we came to you. It's okay.
Is there a reason why that is, Ian, that you came to us?
We have we just said because you wouldn't. We have no idea why when you take your own power yourself. You'd have to listen to ridiculous Bob go on and on and on ad infinitum to get you into your place of power. It's the silliest thing ever.
But it's funner than anything that's been before, so that can be said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's worth the price of admission. There's no contest there. All that's really, 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 really going on here is you come into your place of power. And if it takes you bread to get you there, okay, that's not a problem. What's it going to take? Come into your place of power. That's what we're talking about. That's what we've been talking about since itch, before there was even a scratch.
Is there a different way of saying that? I guess there isn't a way of saying that. Or is there a different, is there a different way to describe the power, that experience or that process or that environment? And without using the word ascension, is there a different way to describe that process?
Well, you'd have to define perfect. If you can define perfect, then there would be a way. Well, no. Take a stab at it. If you say something is perfect, you mean?
Flawless? Without flaw?
Yes. Okay.
Without fail or exception?
Without fail or exception.
Every single time without fail or exception for everyone.
Whole unto itself.
Whole unto itself, yep, that's good.
Yes,
complete.
Yes. Alright, and now add some tactility. How can something be tactily perfect?
Well, Ian, you mentioned yesterday that when I was asking about, you said that when the pins in my ankle were completely gone, I would have perfect bones. And then you said I didn't know what perfect bones were. So what factors or what qualities do perfect bones have that I can't remember right now?
The dense, it's a more dense marrow. The marrow, you'd never be able to be a marrow donor, ever, because nothing could accept your marrow. In the ascension process, your marrow is about, the denseness of it is unfathomable. See, that's why
I'm breathing.
That makes the new red blood cells. And it makes the perfect new red blood cells that have no Rh factor. It makes new blood types, changes the genome. And all that's going to happen is all of a sudden that's just going to be, and somebody's going to say, oh, my God, look at this, y'all. Look here. Ain't no Rh factors no more. Look, yonder used to be, everybody had tails hanging off their butts. They ain't got tails no more. It's all gone. Where did it go? Why, Lord, suffering cats, what are we going to do now? Ain't got no Rh negative no more. Well, then guess what? It's just no more. What do you need? Appendix? You don't need no appendix. Rip that stuff out. Take a double barrel butcher knife and just saw that thing right on out. You don't need no adenoids. What's adenoids good for? Take that mess out. Tonsils? Good gracious. You're not using most of the left side of your brain. Go ahead and cut that mess off. Take a saw and get it out of there. It's okay. Get a straw and gob it up and suck it out of there. It's just fine.
Hey, Ion.
Yeah?
What's a penis?
Penis?
Yeah.
You're asking what is a penis?
Yeah, what is a penis?
A penis is a gland that's used for elimination of, it's a holder of the urethra to eliminate urine from the body. The muscle.
That is a classically Ionic answer. That's so perfect.
The essence of heaven. The essence of heaven is here, and that's what you're asking.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Hi, I am Anna.
Bone marrow, and what? Any other factors, Ion, that you'd like to describe to my remembrance of having this dense bone marrow and no Rh factor in my bones?
The change in your vein, the vascular system. Carolyn will see less and less and less till there's almost no more AFib. The ascended ones will not be able physically to achieve afibrillation.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, Akito is here. He's been trying to get on, so he's on Skype.
Well,
do you have to release him, Bob?
Join the crew. Join the crew.
Do you see Akito? Akito, are you... on Skype, I don't know, do you hit star 5 or do you just start screaming out to us?
Hey, Bill, put Akito on if you can, Bill. I don't see anything done. Hook?
Can you kind of unmute all? Yeah, everybody's unmuted, Akito, so get to Bill. Bill, Akito screaming, help! Help, call my name.
Help.
Okay, well, go on to the... Ginny, I'm sorry I interrupted. You can continue or go on to someone else.
Well, we got to you, Carolyn, with AFib, with the lack of being able to sustain atrial fibrillation.
Yes, you used to tell me that my fibrillation was me going somewhere, or an evidence of me going somewhere. And when I knew I was going somewhere, and then my magnesium worked better for my heart.
Yeah, indeed. Perfectly so. Good. The poster child of perfection. Look at there, y'all.
Yeah, like Wendy breaking her arm to validate something or other.
And she found out. Black God, you ain't taking me no doctor. I ain't going to do it. You had to break my bones to make me no doctor. Okay. You marvelous creator, you.
Ion, what is hockey?
Ridiculous fool's puck.
Do that again.
Fool puck.
Ridiculous fool's puck. You know, you have fool's ball.
Any particular sport you value, like, or are entertained by?
Coitus.
I have a question, if I may.
You may.
Hi, Ion, it's Susanna. Hello, Bobby, Carolyn, and everybody else. I want to get a little bit more of a expansion on the thinking of relax and allow. I listened to the recording that Bob and Carolyn offer on relax and allow, and I believe it's in that one that you talk to Carolyn about thinking thoughts. Thoughts are how you create.
Thinking thoughts always think. Thinking thoughts think. Yes, that's right. Every thought that's ever been thought thinks.
And then I know in conversing with Bob and with the Ionettes and in reading the Duke Forum that it's all about creating is about speaking your word, the spoken word.
Well, and the essence of all creation is the spoken words.
Yeah.
So thoughts don't create, your words create.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. Think any crazy thing you want. You can't stop yourself from thinking. We could put 10,784,319 things in your head right now for you to think of, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. There is nothing you can do about it.
Hey, Ian, in the first sessions back in 2009, you said thoughts create reality.
They don't.
Why did you say that in the beginning?
Because you didn't know what reality was.
Well, Ion, I'm seeing an effect of my thoughts on my reality. I've been experiencing a lot of that, and my thoughts are words. So.
But your thoughts. If you convert your thoughts to words, then yes,
That's exactly right. What a marvelous, powerful creator you are. But if you never speak those words, those essence will not come to you. And if they do, it'll be the effect of someone else's words.
Okay, and then Ion, just to finish off my question.
Yeah.
Okay, so your spoken word is what creates, but yet if you have
yes.
rules that you have in your belief system, those rules can inhibit your spoken words from creating, correct?
That's correct. You can just it'll mend your words. A belief is just a thought you've been thinking for a long time. So if you say those words and that becomes a belief system, then you not only have to create it, you have to overcome the belief system.
So can it be?
You can still do it. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can be. It can be. But it's so much easier to not set all the rules and regulations, but then you have to overcome to overcome to overcome. If nobody says it, if you have plenty of money, you don't want money. You have money. The things that you're trying to create or that you know that you're being created, if you have them, then you don't have to create them. Okay? So it's much easier just to let things flow freely and easily to you by almost by default. We think it's by default might be an easier way to say it. Ah, I don't want that. Bob's been doing it forever and he doesn't even know it. Ridiculous. Coin, that's what his court is. That's for Carolyn. Do we have court? Yes, Bobby. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we like that. He doesn't know. He doesn't care. He's so happy about being happy, he doesn't have a clue. And he's
so
just
the
in
invert
that
can be
bliss.
Correct as well of what you're saying.
Some people are
rules in your mind that you don't even know about that are inhibiting
some
creation.
Some people are so heavenly bound that they're no extra good.
Ion, why is Bitcoin raising its price on the stock market or wherever it's doing it?
The virtual economy, Bitcom, is because it's supply and demand.
So the virtual so they're going to become the new currency, Bitcoin?
We said that. We already said the other day,
sell. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ion, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Ion. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. This is Randy?
Yes.
Yes. This is really, when I had my session with you, you gave me some names, and then I met one of the person with the name, and I wanted to know if it was the wrong Judy. Is that why it went south?
Maybe it's how you handled it.
Yeah, I didn't handle it too well.
Try it again, and not quite so bristly this time. A little softer.
Oh, you mean with the next person? Or with her?
What's wrong
okay.
with that one's okay.
Well, she's not talking to me right now.
Well, so then, and you know what to do about that. Now it's on. That's why it's intriguing. Now the chase is on. It's all right. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you, Ion. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I love you.
We love you better.
Was that Randy Knight speaking?
Yeah, this is me. I'm amazed I got through. For 3 days, I mean, every time Ion's been on, I've been getting messages that Ion is on, and every time I've been at lunch. But my intuition today said while I was where I was at to check online and see if Ion was on again, and I just happened to get through. I'm amazed.
Yeah, you sound hyper, Randy. You sound hyper.
Oh, yeah.
That's because it's Ion. I'm excited.
Bubble. Great.
I want to have quarters with Ion, too.
Oh, everybody does. Everybody. We hear that all the time. We hear that all the time.
Ion,
hey,
it's Renee.
Ion.
Hey,
Renee.
Hi. I wanted to know how can I get the frequencies so I can. There's two questions. One, to manifest if I want water or food or things that I need. I know I can manifest from when I was little, and I don't know how to do it right now.
When you were little, you didn't have any of these preconceived notions that you had to do it. There's where it went south. You don't have to do it. We say if you want to need something, get some flour and some water and some oil and work it up. Put a little yeast in it, let it work, and then knead it, knead it, knead it until it becomes uniform. and even, then divide it up and let it rise again, and then knead it again. It makes it soft and smooth and silky. It's very wonderful. Then you can bake it, and it makes a wonderful loaf of bread. That's an outcome. But the kneading does not make the bread any more than trying to manifest makes the outcome come to you. Okay? So that's the need aspect. Now, the other aspect is coming to a place where you can have things flow to you freely and easily. Well, they do already, you see, because amazingly, you have sustained nutrition somehow, but you're saying direct it specifically, like I need a sum of money or a pot of water or a pound of pig or some fleshy meat to eat. But you do that by not giving any intention. No intention will draw it to you. It brings it closer to you because it's not a big deal. If you have plenty of money, money will flow freely and easily to you. If you have plenty of water, I mean, the easiest place to get water is to send water to the ocean. That's the last thing people want. That's where the tsunamis come, is to at the ocean. It's amazing. They'd have the tsunamis come down into the deserts. That'd be the best thing ever, wouldn't it? A 90-foot of water, 90-foot tide of water coming into the desert, that'd be great. Doesn't work that way. No, it goes to the ocean or the lowlands that are sitting in water. That's how it works. So all you do is just amend or shift your capacity, the desires that you're wanting. See, well, I want some water. I would like, how marvelous it would be to enjoy some water. But we'd say, get some water and sit there and say, this water is the water I like. And just watch. Don't do a thing, and then more water will find you. Be careful. Make sure you're in a very well-drainable place because you may get lots of water. Now, if the pipe's breaking, there's 2 foot of water, don't come crying to us because that's the manifestation that we're speaking of. It'll make it abundant. You won't be able to contain it. And that's
okay,
what you
so
want.
You can manifest even the food. It can just, like, come out of the ethers.
It does. That's where it does anyway. Yeah, it's waiting on you. It's actually already created. It's just waiting to get you to catch up to it more times than not.
And how can I teleport to other places?
You already do. You're asking, your question is, hey, Ion, is there a way I can remember? Can I put it back together? And we say, yes, slow it down. Slow it down. Put a little mark on a page and come back, and that mark will be gone from the page because it'll be from another world. You may have to convince yourself. You're pretty stodgy in your little ways you think of things, so you may have to just convince yourself, dear. That may be the only thing to do because you ain't having it typically, and you're doing it all the time.
Oh, so if I want to go to conferences or a cruise for learning things, and I haven't been able yet to manifest being there, then I can manifest being there.
You can't. You can. The little red, the red bookmark. Do find that. If you can find it, then you'll know you've been to other worlds. The solid red bookmark.
Okay, and when I take all the products in, I'll heal everything that I have to heal, including the cap that's in my tooth that I always said I was going to regenerate and get whatever they put in out.
You don't have to take it out. It'll just absorb. It's fine?
Yeah, I've been listening to what you said about Jenny, and I think that's what's going to happen with me.
Of course. Can't help it. And see, and you're not even anxious about it. It's like, okay, that's all done. Next case. You don't fuss about dishes you've already washed. They're already washed. You don't
right.
fuss about laundry you've already done. So go with it.
And for everybody that we're saying, we won't take the drugs from the doctors, we won't go this, and people can't come in our houses, but what's happening is they're planning on doing this. How can we stop it all?
Tell them to do it all. This fella Jesus, he did this big thing in the Bible. He said, do what you're going to do and do it quickly. Make a codex, make everything outlawed, open up the FEMA cramps, do whatever you're going to do. Do whatever you're going to do. And then stand back and watch the miracle working power of an ever loving God. And they'll bow before your feet. When you come
thanks
to that place, not another, there's no way. There's no way they can bump into anything. Be easy with it or tear it up. It makes for never mind. Many things in this world have been drawn asunder. Need a little levering. Go back to the Old Testament. Smote out. You control the angels. Tear that mess up.
call it a day. They're not in very good shape, these that are making these rules that you all are so afeared of.
They're not very balanced.
They're not very well in much of a position. Their authority's working out good, but the power sort of sucks lately, eh?
A lot.
Do. So be easy about all of it and start having some fun. If you get busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you won't notice all this crap. So it's all good. Take the drugs. Don't take the drugs. Order them. Don't order them. Put them in the water supply. Poison the planet. Do whatever you want to do. Honey, if y'all could have destroyed this ball of wax already, you would have 1,000 times over. So do it. Go ahead. No problem.
Thank you so much, Ion.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Therefore, we are eternally and completely and forever incomplete.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Why is he now saying incomplete? He always said complete before.
It's one of those Ion flip-flops.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
You know, Carol and I, when I asked him the pasta question, so can you hear me?
Yes, Lynn.
It just reminded me of all the books and what I've gone through for 8 years with Agoski, because it's exactly what Pete says. You have to relax and allow and be patient and just trust in your instinctual wisdom, you know?
Right. So, yeah, whenever someone says, should I do this or should I do that, yeah, you can do it if you want to do it. But, you know, he'll often say, well, if you have to ask someone outside of your own self, you know, then you haven't even gotten to the point of knowing that you're the final person that you should trust.
Right. And on his archives, you'll hear that. You'll hear him actually telling people and saying those same words, and in his books, too. So no wonder I expect it, because it's been my own doing, own knowingness.
Right.
So
right.
Beautiful. Thank you. A great morning.
Yeah, very sweet that you got on.
What happened to Akito?
Sometimes Skype just is weird, and people can't get through on it, I guess. There was a male voice a minute ago when Lynn was talking. Did someone want to say something?
I think it was Bart.
Okay.
No, it was somebody else who said hello.
Andrew here. I'm. Is the essence of creation just being familiar with things? I mean, what we're experiencing now is an aspect of our own creation, isn't it? So if we're trying to manifest, is it just the process of trying to make things familiar until they are?
Something like that, but I would never use the word trying, because they keep telling us is that we are, but most of the time we don't recognize it. You know, like they said to Renee, she is traveling to other worlds, but she just doesn't remember. So we're all in the process of uncovering our remembering, just like we're uncovering our junk DNA as it's 144,000.
So, Ion, are we always returning to this, to our worlds?
Ion is gone, Bob.
Oh, I fell asleep. I missed that.
Look how cavalier Bob is. You know, he won't drift off for 6 days. Ion comes on. Oh, that's just a boring Ion. I'm going to fall asleep.
If he can't be original, then I'm not having it.
And you weren't asleep. And you weren't asleep. What was that, Gene?
He's original to us.
Why did Ion go? Did you guys fucking drive him off or something?
No. There was an accident.
It's almost the end of the hour.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you? You get the fuck back here. We're not finished.
Bob, is this the first nap you've had? Is this the very first nap?
Yeah, that's my first dozing off.
Ion put you to sleep?
I think so. I think he wanted to put me out.
Yes, actually. He wasn't having you. He was snarky to you right from the beginning.
Well, he's jealous.
Yeah.
He put so many people
Ion,
to sleep. Well,
Ion's a neighborhood bully. He comes around and fuck up my birthday party.
Love-hate relationship.
Carolyn, may I ask a question?
There's nobody smart enough here to answer it.
Bullshit, Bob.
Oh, Jean. Jean's typing away, writing her own novel over there, for fuck's sake. She's not even paying attention.
No, I stopped. I'm done. I'm absolutely
done. That's right. You were correcting every goddamn thing.
I'm not performing anymore. I'm done performing. Thank you very much.
You were correcting every sentence that someone uttered. Jean's on there.
There, yes.
Look, you go over and look there, people. You see Jean going, WTF, what the fuck, or what don't you fucking understand? It's ridiculous. Jean's just yelling at everybody.
That's your paraphrasing, Bob. You're paraphrasing, I think.
No, I'm improving it.
He's parasailing. What the fuck instead?
Is that Jean talking? Jean's a bit different.
Yeah. Well, she stopped typing, so she's a different person.
Good.
I am. It's unbelievable. It is believable. It's me. It's all for fucking me.
Hey, you uncovered yourself.
And I forgot what I was going to say. You get closer and closer. You get closer and closer to recognizing the pattern that you're in. And you mm-hmm. see it, and then you change it. But you fall right back into it. And that's why you recognize your pattern and break it. Bob says whatever he wants at any moment so he doesn't create a pattern. Whatever the thought is, it comes out. So it doesn't...
How much are you charging, Gene?
That's an interesting point.
Gene, how much would you charge for a session?
I got it.
How much
do
you charge for a session, Gene?
I got it.
Oh. I'm going to fucking mute you.
Can anybody hear me?
Where the fuck is he? She's not even registered on the board. I think we got a demon here. You're not even registered
it's
on the
great.
Board.
I'm Unicell.
Hey,
you have to call me Unicell. Because that's what comes up on your board, and that's why you never know who I am.
Well, who's this? Oh, that's Jean again?
Yes.
So nobody can actually hear me, Grace?
I can hear you.
We've never heard of Grace.
I sent in a message, LG.
No, we don't recognize you. You're in the wrong room.
Oh, you guys were talking about recognizing patterns, and Ion talked about physical capacity, and I'm new to this, and I'm just, like, having a total meltdown about all of this. And
Good for you, as Ion would say.
I'm on the drops. I'm on the drops. I feel like everything's transitioning, but I you know, he was giving specific things that people were missing, like potassium and, you know, that copper wiring, and I just feel like I'm missing something to get my body.
Yeah, you missed Ion,
right?
You missed Ion.
I know, because you guys are blocking me out.
No, I wasn't. I let everybody on.
Well,
Grace,
I don't know.
Grace, this is Carolyn here. If you want
yes.
a sane conversation, then come on Monday for my health show. You're right here on day 6 of a marathon that Bob's been on the radio, so it's crazy time. So don't take anything personally.
Don't ever listen to that doctor woman.
I've been on for 3 days and thinking I've lost my mind because I didn't know what I was getting into.
Good!
If you lost your mind,
that's great.
Why did
I mean,
you think
Carolyn,
you lost
lose your mind?
She's
been on for three
listen.
Days.
Oh, very good, Grace. I'll answer your questions, Grace. Ask me.
This is Bob.
The reason that I went on to the drops was because Carolyn promotes my True Love Magnesium. So I felt like, you know what, if she's having it, I'll have it. And then after all the insanity, I thought, gee, maybe, what am I out of my mind? But things are transitioning. I don't know now if it's like, well, I'm having so much intuition about something happening, or is now it just happening because I thought about it first?
That's
and
right, Grace, stop using the word insanity. Do not say that word anymore. It's not insanity. You're having fun. You're loosening up your eyelids and your earlids.
I don't feel like I'm having fun. I feel like I don't know.
You don't even know. See, you think if you don't know what you're feeling and it doesn't feel like fun, you think it's bad. It's not bad. You're having a great time.
Just a moment ago, Grace, Jean said that she's finally, you know, dredged down to her true self. Sarah, she's telling us she's feeling her body for the first time.
And they've been around for 6 months. You're just beginning, Grace.
Yeah, so go, as Ion would say, go easy about it. And you can have conversations with some of these individuals about what you're going through. But you are in the middle of, a six-day marathon. So there's a lot of intensity here. And you're getting a bit swept up in it. So just don't worry about it. When your body is waking up from being numb from whatever, even on the simple basis of magnesium, if you've read my When Magnesium Makes You Worse blog, you know.